वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th द डिलीवरेंस ऑफ शिशुपाल चैप्टर 74 डिलीवरेंस ऑफ शिशुपाल टेक्स्ट 7-9
द्वैपायनो भरद्वाजः सुमन्तुर्गोतमोऽसितः वसिष्ठश्च वनःकण्वो मैत्रेयः कण्वस्त्रितः विश्वामित्रो वामनदेवः
विश्वामित्रवामदेवः सुमतिर्जयमिनि कृतः पैलः पराशरो गर्गो वैशंपायन एव च अथर्वकश्यपो धौम्यो रामो भार्गव आसुरी वितिहोत्र मधुच्छन्द विरसेन अकृत्व्रणः
द्वैपायनो भारद्वाजः मायनो भरद्वाजः सुमन्तुर्गौतमोऽसितः वसिष्ठश्च वनः कण्वो मैत्रेयः कवशस्त्रितः द्वैपायनो भरद्वाजः सुमन्तुर्गौतमोऽसितः वसिष्ठश्च वनः कण्वो मैत्रेयः कवशस्त्रितः द्वैपायनो भरद्वाजः सुमन्तुर्गौतमोऽसितः वसिष्ठश्च वनः कण्वो मैत्रेयः कवशस्थितः द्वैपायनो भरद्वाजः सुमन्तुर्गौतमोऽसितः वसिष्ठश्च वनो कण्वो मैत्रेय कवशस्थितः
माताजी
द्वैपायनो भरद्वाजः
Translation: He selected Krishna Dvaipayan, Bharadwaj, Sumantu, Gotama, and Asita, along with Vasishtha, Chavana, Kanva, Maitreya, Kavasha, and Trita. He also selected Vishwamitra, Vamadeva, Sumati, Jaimini, Kratu, Paila, and Parashar, as well as Garga, Vaishampayan, Atharva, Kashyapa, Dhaumya, Rama of Bhargavas, Asuri, Vitihotra, Madhuchanda, Virasen, and Akritvarna. Purported by disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. King Yudhishthira invited all these exalted Brahmanas to act in different capacities as priests, advisors, and so on. I'll repeat. King Yudhishthir invited all these exalted Brahmanas to act in different capacities as priests, advisors, and so on. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Namaha Chitnya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha
श्रीरूपं सागर जाता सगणाताम वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान् सगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांतो राधा कांद तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंदे गुरुम ईश भक्तां ईशाम ईशावतारकान् तत्प्रकाशम च तत्शक्ति कृष्ण चैतन्य संगकम आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंस एंड टू द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स इनकार्नेशंस हिज प्लेनरी पोर्शंस हिज एनर्जीज द प्राइमल लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य वंदे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंदो सहोदितो गौड़देये पुष्पवंतो चित्रो सन्नदो तम्मुदो आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अंटू श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य एंड लॉर्ड नित्यानंद हु आर लाइक सन एंड मून दे हैव अराइजन साइमल्टेनियसली ऑन द होराइजन ऑफ गरुड़ा गौड़ टू डिसिपेट द डार्कनेस ऑफ इग्नोरेंस एंड दस वंडरफुली बिस्टो बेनिडिक्शन अपॉन ऑल अनार्पित चरम चिरात करुणया उत्तीर्ण कलो समर्पयितुम् उन्नत्वज्वल रसम स्वभक्ति श्रियाम हरिपुरत सुंदर द्युति कदंब संदिपतः सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतो वा सचिनंदनः मे द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज नोन एज सन ऑफ श्रीमती सची देवी बी ट्रांसेंडेंटली सिचुएटेड इन द इनर मोस्ट चेम्बर्स ऑफ युअर हार्ट resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, mellow of conjugal love. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Puradeha Vedam Gatavuto चैतान्याखम प्रकटम अधुना तद्वयम चैक्यम आप्तम राधा भाव द्युति सुवलितम नौमी कृष्ण स्वरूपकम द लविंग अफेयर्स ऑफ श्री राधा एंड कृष्णा आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल मैनिफेस्टेशंस ऑफ लॉर्ड्स इंटरनल प्रेजर गिविंग पोटेंसी ऑल्दो राधा एंड कृष्णा आर वन इन देयर आइडेंटिटी दे सेपरेटेड देमसेल्फ इटर्नली नाउ दीज टू ट्रांसेंडेंटल आइडेंटिटीज हैव अगेन यूनाइटेड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य आई बाउ डाउन टू हिम who has manifested himself with sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Shri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande, Balopi Yat Anugrahat, Tarena Nanam Matgraha, Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. I offer my obeisances to Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusions about the ultimate truth, which is full of crocodiles of various theories. कृष्ण कीर्तन गान नर्तन कलापाथुंजनी भ्रजित सदा भक्तावली हंस चक्र मधुपश्रेणी विहरस्पदम कर्णानंदी कला ध्वनिर्वहतु मे जिह्वा मरु प्रांगणे श्री चैतन्य दयानिधे तव लसलीला सुधा स्वरधुनी ओ माय मर्सीफुल लॉर्ड चैतन्य मे द नेक्टेरियन गैंजेस वाटर्स ऑफ युअर ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्टिविटीज फ्लो ऑन द सर्फेस ऑफ माय डेजर्ट लाइक टंग Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks and bees. The river's flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears. Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Yat Padashraya Viryatah Sangranati Akaravritad Agya Siddhanta Sanmanin I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of
the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect valuable jewels of conclusive truth from mines of revealed scripture. Anarpita charim chirat kurunaya avtirinakkalo samarpayitum unnat ujvala rasam subhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipataha sadardhaya kandare spuratova sachinandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of conjugal devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Shri Chaitanya Prasadena Tat Rupasya Vinirinayam Balopi Kurute Shastram Drushtva Vraja Vilasinaha. By mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a foolish child can fully describe the real nature of Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of the pastime of Vaja, according to the vision of revealed scriptures. Vande Anantabhuteshwaryam Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram Yasechaya Tat Swarupam Agyepi Nirupyate. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Shri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Vande tam Srimad Advaita Acharyam Adbhuta Cheshtitam Yasya Prasadat Agyopi Tat Swarupam Nirupayet. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Tahara Charinashrita Sevada Dhanya. Let me offer glorification to the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has taken shelter of his lotus feet, is the most glorified person. Tam Srimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagat Gurum Yasya Anukampaya Shvapi Mahabdim Santaret Sukham. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual master of entire world, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a dog can swim across a great ocean. Shri Chaitanya Padambhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namah Kathanchit Ashrayat Esham Shopi Tadganda Bhaga Bhavet. Let me repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances and to be like devotees who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a doggish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Tahara Charanashritaye Sai Dhanya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who has taken shelter of his lotus feet is glorious. Sa Prasadito Chaitanya Devo Yasya Prasadatah Tat Leela Varnane Yogya Sadhyashad Adhamopayam. I wish to grace Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who is fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. Kathanchan Smareta Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismaret Vipratim Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam. Things that are very difficult to do become very easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. Kumanas Sumanastvam Hi Yati Yasya Padabjayo Sumanorpana Matrena Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, because simply by offering a flower at lotus feet, even a most ardent materialist become a devotee. Kripa Sudha Sharidayasya Vishvam Aplavayanti Api Nicha Gaiva Sada Bhati Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje. I worship Lord Chaitanya Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose nectarian mercy flows like a great river, inundating the entire universe. Just as a river flows downstream, Lord Chaitanya especially extends himself to the fallen. Vande Svaira Adbhutena Adbhuteham Tam Chaitanya Yat Prasadatah Yavana Sumana Yante Krishna Nama Prajalpakaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even unclean Yavanas become perfectly well-bred gentlemen by chanting the holy name of Lord. Such is the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to devotees of Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. So with the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, we would like to start today's Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a wonderful verse where Yudhishthira Maharaj wants to glorify Lord from his core of heart. That's why so many things have to be arranged. Everyone practically on the planet was engaged to serve Krishna, to glorify Krishna. That was the power of a sincere devotee of Vaishnava, Yudhishthira Maharaj. For that, a Rajshu Yagya was arranged. And if you go ahead, we can see the Rajshu Yagya which is performed, it was equivalent to the Rajshu Yagya performed when Varuna was there, Lord Varuna did. Like that. So we can understand from this that if a devotee sincerely wants to glorify Krishna, then Krishna empowers him to do so. Everything will come in place and we can glorify Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Here we can see that King Yudhishthir invited all these exalted Brahmanas to act in different capacities as priests, advisors and so on. So we can understand without Vaishnavas nothing can be done. It's a Vaishnava who can inspire us to remember Krishna. It's a Vaishnava who can help us to understand how to worship Krishna. It is a Vaishnava we can learn how to chant Hare Krishna. Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite para, tumara shakadiya ache. Amito kangala, Krishna Krishna kori, dhai tava, pache pache. Ohe Vaishnava thakura, dayara sagara, edase karuna kori. Diya pada chaya, shodha hai amaya, tumara charana kori. Chaya begadami, chaya dosha shodhi, chaya guna deho dase, chaya satsanga. I forgot that. So without worship of Vaishnava, we cannot do anything. Chaya deho, chaya vegadami, at vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara upasa vegam, etan vegan, yovishyate dera, surapim prithvim, sa shishyat. It's very difficult to follow first thing, vacho vegam. It's very tough. Once I was asking His Grace Gaurang Prabhu that, Prabhuji, it's very difficult to control tongue. No, it's always slips. So then he said, unless the heart is purified within, the tongue cannot be controlled. Unless we get the mercy of Krishna, heart cannot be purified. You know, that's why vacho vegam. So we can endeavor from our side by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But it is a Vaishnava who can give us this mercy to chant the holy name. Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite para, tumara shakati ache. It's a Vaishnava who can give us the good qualities. Chaya begadame chaya dosha shodhi. Please give me 6 qualities to perform devotional service. Utsahat nishyat dharyat tat tat karma parvartanat. It's a Vaishnava who can help us to do right things, to have right aspirations and to go in right direction. We need Vaishnava. What is intelligence? Intelligence is simply as like Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us good Shastra. Lord Krishna has given us Guru. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So we can take shelter of these 3 things to go in right direction. So every moment we need association of devotees. We always go for preaching and we say our formula is one, A, B, C, D. It starts from A. A for association. Without devotees, we can't do anything actually. It's difficult to perform bhakti without association of devotees. We will just associate with our mind. And Kali is full of faults. Kali is full of faults. And it's very easy to get contaminated in Kali Yuga. So that's why we can understand that if we can associate with sincere devotees, we can develop sincere desires. Here it is said, as per the capacity and everyone is engaged. So we understand that if we associate with some devotee and serve nicely, we also get his mercy, his blessings, and we also get some capacity to serve. It is very important to follow the footsteps of acharyas. It's very difficult to understand the Shastra, but it is said, like, if you follow the footsteps of Acharyas, we can understand even the Shastra and everything. How to develop the capacity to serve Krishna is very important. We can see that Krishna is Bhavgrahi Janardhan. Even if you offer with love and devotion, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadaham Ashnami Bhakti Uvratam Ashnami Pratatmana. I accept it with love. You know? If someone offers with love and devotion, Patram Pushpam, even a single, Krishna accepts. So that's why even a small endeavors to please Krishna, Krishna is happy. But a devotee should be always eager to serve better. One disclaimer I wanted to give in between, because I do some preaching in iOS, sometimes the tone may be like instructing, but that intention is not like that. So, a devotee should be always trying to serve and improve. So, capacity, how we can improve our capacity to serve Krishna? So we can always pray to the devotees of Krishna to bless like that. We can see, I said, Lord is Bhavgrahi Janardhan, like this famous pastime when the Setu was being built, then Hanuman was coming and putting big build boulders, you know, and making it very fast, and there was small squirrel, and the squirrel was also trying his best, and Lord Ram was pleased with both. So definitely, Lord is Bhavgrahi Janardhan. But also when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself comes as a devotee, by his example, he shows how working hard is also important. He showed by his own example all the qualities of a devotee. Especially if we hear the pastime of Gundicha Marjanam. The Lord himself was working so hard. And he was working so hard that the dust he accumulated was more than all the dust accumulated by the whole devotees. And he was saying that I will see how much dirt everyone has collected. How much everyone, that's, and I will understand the endeavor he is doing. So definitely we should try our best to serve Krishna. But if we want to serve Krishna, if we want to serve in full our capacity, then purity is required. Purity is force. If we chant sincerely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What is the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. O Radharani, O Krishna, Ram, please engage me in your service. So every day we have opportunity to put our full consciousness in chanting of holy name. Krishna says, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. I have invested all my energy in my holy names. So we have this excess. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just, you know, we say different incarnations appear for different reasons. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially appeared in such a day that everyone should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He appeared on such a day that everyone started chanting Hari Hari. It's very important that if you want to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Prakashanand Saraswati, Prakashanand Saraswati asked, Are you are a sannyasi? You are supposed to study Vedanta Sutra. Why you are chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and all these things? So he says, Nama vina kali kale aranahi dharma sarva mantra sar nam yai shastra marma. He says, in this age of Kali Yuga, holy name is the only way. Naam vina kali kale nahi ar dharma. In Kali Yuga there is no other way. Yai shastra marma, all the shastra marma is to chant the holy name of Krishna. Bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran. So, we understand that if we want to preach or if we want to serve, we should be conscious of Krishna. What we are preaching? We are preaching means, if we have Krishna, then we can preach. Otherwise, so-called skills may attract for some time, but it will not transform a person. It is a Krishna within heart whom we are serving. He sees our sincerity, and it's Krishna in the heart of other person who convinces that person to chant the holy name. So that's why every sadhaka must be on guard to chant sincerely the holy name of Krishna. While chanting, so many challenges come. While chanting, what happens is, either we are serving Krishna or we are serving our own ego. At a time, the two thoughts are going. The whole life, the consciousness is, you know, there is a false ego, and false ego have two servants, intelligence and mind. You know, just like a person is sitting and one person is a chamar and another is vyajan, you know, doing their aarti. All time he is trying to glorify false ego. I am best. I want to do that. I will do preaching like this. I will do serving like this. I. So the whole life, the consciousness is centered around I. So that immediately comes in chanting. So when you are chanting Hare Krishna. Once I gave a good lecture in, and then devotees came and said, oh, you gave good lecture. So on, from that day for 15-20 days in chanting, I was preparing lectures. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I will speak like this, I will speak. So what happens? While chanting, there is always two things. See, either we are serving Krishna or we are serving our own ego. So any thought that will come, if we really see it is centered towards us, I will do like this. Or there is a revenge fantasies, I will see him or something like that. You are Vaishnavas, but I go through sometimes. So Hare Krishna. So point is that the mind gets agitated a lot. You know, Kali, Kalo Dosha Nidhi Rajan. You know, quarrel and hypocrisy. You know, if one jumps in the water, what is the chance he will not get wet? You know, if we eat a food remnant of a person having TB or something like that, and if we eat, we also get that same disease. And this is Kali, full of faults. There is no chance of having some good qualities. Kalo Sudra Sambhav. It's very difficult to get qualities. So while chanting, what happens? Mind always, mindless, everything is trying to serve oneself. But if we can sincerely pray, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we can sincerely pray, and we can focus on one mantra at a time. We can focus on one mantra at a time. So that what happens, for at least out of 2 hours, at least 20 minutes to start with, you know, some one round, two rounds, gradually it will develop, like one round. So when we hear it attentively for 2 hours, we get a habit of serving Krishna. Krishna, please engage me in your service. Krishna, please engage me in your service. Krishna, please engage me in your service. And the what happens? Then the consciousness also happens like that. The whole existence for a Vaishnava is to glorify Krishna. That's why here we see Yudhishthira Maharaj is doing so much of hard work. Devotees of Krishna are making so much of hard endeavor. We see, yesterday we got a wonderful news of getting permission for Jagannath Rath Yatra. So devotee, they work very hard because they want to glorify Krishna. That is the goal of life. Srila Prabhupada, when he went for one of Gita Sammelan, so many people were sitting and people were speaking of Gita. And there was no photo of Krishna. There was one lamp. So Prabhupada said, where is Krishna? So devotee of Krishna wants to glorify Krishna. That is his goal. But if you want to really, really glorify Krishna, we should have Krishna first. If you want to give Krishna, we should be pure. So if we want to have Krishna, the first and foremost thing is chanting of the holy name. And if you want to chant nicely, we have to serve Vaishnavas. Serving Vaishnava will give us all the qualities. Again, I will repeat, Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, Dayara Sagara, Edase Kuna. All the qualities come through Vaishnavas. We see a Vaishnava doing sincere hard work, just seeing him, we become, you know, devotee. We have such a wonderful devotees here doing so many qualities. We have our nice temple presidents serving so humbly that the new person will never come to know who is temple president here. You know, and just seeing them, what is humility we come to know. Just seeing them, we want to practice the virtues. Just by their character, we are inspired to be humble. You know, so we have to understand we can imbibe qualities when we associate with a person who has that quality. One time I was asking His Grace Akinchan Krishna Prabhuji how to develop a quality in reading or hearing. He gave a good example. He said, when you are like young, like student, you used to go for tuitions. He said, yes. So what is that? You go to a teacher. Suppose you go for math tuition. That math teacher has great interest in that subject. And when we associate with him, then we'd also get that taste to study this. Similarly, if we can associate with devotees, whose life is just Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, we can see the beautiful face of devotees. We can see by their qualities how they are chanting nicely, how they are serving nicely, how their consciousness is, how can I please Krishna, how can we please Vaishnavas. If we associate with such devotees, this is possible. It's possible that slowly and steadily some of the drops will transform our heart. Devotees are the only hope. Otherwise, there is a chance to associate with mind or associate with devotees. Choice is ours. If we sit with the gadgets, we associate with what? Our mind and so many things. But if you associate with devotees, the Krishna Katha nectar flows. If you just speak about one thing, the devotee will speak two things. You speak three things, devotee will say four things. Very simple. So we have to be very careful also. You know, I heard. Just like we go to different devotees. Oh, I read this pastime. And then we say one thing. So before preparing Srimad Bhagavatam, I went to, there are so many devotee names here. So I also went to so many devotees and asked, hey, what should I speak? And of course they told me so many nice points. But as we know in Bhagavatam, the Kali Yuga, Manda Sumanda, Manda Bhagya. So sometimes I forget. So many things I forgot. But I understand that our whole existence in Krishna consciousness is because of mercy of devotee. Just like if we analyze our own life, you know, early morning we get up, we see, have a nice darshan. We can just see the beautiful deities and we can remember the devotees who got up early in the morning. They chanted their rounds and they have dressed deities so nicely. We have darshan, we chant our rounds. We should be grateful to the devotees who are sitting around us, chanting nicely. Seeing them, we can also chant better. We understand he is sincerely chanting, why not I also? After that we go for breakfast. So we can always remember there are so many devotees who work so hard to make such a nice breakfast prasadam on time. Like that. And of course when we come to Bhagavatam, we should understand there is a devotee who have prepared the lecture. And he worked so hard and you know, so we can be Krishna. And after that, of course we go with the devotees. And we do so many activities, you know. If you want to understand some Shastra, devotees there. If you want to do some service, we are serving in devotees. Like there is a, people say team, you know, together everyone achieved miracle. More like that. But we understand when we come in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, together everyone achieved mercy. So we have to understand that ekaki amara nahi paival, alone we cannot do devotional service. We see here Rajsuya Yagya is there. Big thing, you know. We come in ISKCON, you know, so many big events are there every day. You know, Rath Yatra is there, book distribution is there, every day there are so many activities. So without coming together, without the help of devotees, we cannot perform devotional service. There are so many things, you know, we see big nice garlands, we see so many Mataji have served nicely for hours. When I had come first in Krishna consciousness and saw a garland, such a big thing, I said, agar mujhe ye seva diya garland bana gaya dene ka, to main pehle din bhag jaunga. It's too much, you know, so intricate, one word, one petal is put like that. So we understand that every devotee is making his contribution to please Krishna, please Guru and please Srila Prabhupada. So how to develop the capacity? First thing is purity is four. So we associate with nice devotees and chant attentively. And while chanting, again, I'm repeating the point, while chanting, so many nice thoughts will come. Or so many different thoughts will come. But for that 2 hours, if we can really pray to Lord Krishna, O Rahani, O Ram, please engage me in your service, we will see miracles. Krishna's plans are better than us. If you want to make Krishna laugh, you have to just say and tell your plans. Krishna will laugh. So, it's Krishna Tattva only, and devotees have that. We'll go ahead. We'll see different advisors also is there. Advisor. So, also we depend on so many devotees in our life. I said, what is intelligence? Intelligence means Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So, definitely the mind sometimes fluctuates here, there, what to do. Like that, sometimes so many options are there, which option to choose. So when we go to a Vaishnava who has been practicing in devotional service for years and have experienced Krishna consciousness, he can guide us nicely. It's very clear, if we can take shelter of some devotees who are fixed in devotional service, our path will be very proper. Again, we understand that the whole endeavor was to glorify Krishna, Agra Puja Man, you know. So I remember one pastime from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Advaita Acharya, on a Shraddha day, he gave the Agra Puja, like first glorification to Haridas Thakur. There were so many Brahmanas who had come there. And then Haridas Thakur was always absorbed in chanting the holy name. He was Namacharya. And he asked him to honor first Prasad. He said, if I feed you, I am like feeding millions and millions of Brahmana. So we can understand such a power of Haridas Thakur. In that section I read that when Haridas Thakur was chanting, Maya Devi personified herself came and started to allure him. But he was chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was chanting the holy name of Krishna. And by his association, Maya Devi became devotee. She said, big people, Brahma, Shiva, everyone, I could conquer them. But because you are Krishna consciousness, you know, please accept me as your disciple. So, we can pray to Haridas Thakur that let our consciousness be pure. If our consciousness is pure, our capacity will be good. And again, coming to the word advisor, we will always need good advice. So, we should associate with always fixed-minded devotees. You know, just like giving advice, Dhruva, when he was insulted very badly, he went to his mother. And Suniti, she was a devotee of Krishna. She said, my dear child, I have seen that if someone wants something in life, they go to the forest and worship Vishnu. And Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest. And if there was a sincere desire, so that's why the Lord sent whom? Narad Muni. And then he gave the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we understand that we need a good counsel always. We see in the pastime of Bali Maharaj, that Bali Maharaj, he wanted to surrender to Krishna. He wanted to give everything to Vamandev. But then Shukracharya, he said, give so many options not to surrender to Krishna. But Bali Maharaj, because he was coming in the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj, he surrendered to Krishna. So, we have to surrender to Krishna, but the surrender will also come with the help of devotees. Devotees are so important. We understand big devotees, Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, anyone who, when they have darshan of Lord, when Lord is merciful towards them, Lord asks, what do you want? And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Haridas Thakur, what do you want? And Haridas Thakur, if it is possible, please give me birth in such a way, I will always get the remnants of devotees of Krishna. You know? So I remember that this three things are very important. Bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta avashesh, teen mahabal. So if we can access this mercy, it will be always nice. Following the instruction of devotees, serving them, pleasing them, our Krishna consciousness will be very nice. Also, sometimes we may not have capacity also. You know, we have capacity, Krishna definitely engages. I generally understand that if you have ability to lift 1 kilo, Krishna will give 1 kilo to lift. Krishna knows your capacity. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was serving prasad, he knew which devotee liked which prasad. And he was serving to his full. So Krishna knows our capacity. But in case we don't have capacity, at least we can desire to serve. If you have somebody, what to speak of a desiring will always give chance to serve. There are so many pastimes. We can see Brahmaji, he wanted to serve as a humble servant of servant, and then he appeared as Haridas Thakur. Brahmaji wanted to serve Vaishnavas, and he became four-headed mountain. at Barsana. We see, you know, this Bali, Bali Maharaj pastime when Ratnamala, Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj's sister, when she saw Vamandev, she became so affectionate towards him. And like that, and her parental affection came out. But after, when Bali Maharaj, Vamandev took everything from Bali Maharaj, then she had hatred towards him. So next life, she appeared as a Putana. And she got that chance to feed Krishna. If we see, even Kubja, you know, Shurpanakha, she wanted to have reciprocation with Lord Ram, and then Krishna, in the next appearance, in his pastime, he reciprocated with Kubja also. Then we see Munichari Gopis, they wanted to serve Lord Ram in Madhurya Ras, and then again they came. So we see, if we desire to do some service, if you want to chant nicely, if you want to distribute books, if you want to please Vaishnava, if you want to do good relation, we have to just go and pray to the Lord, and the Lord reciprocates. So many times, you know, the only thing is required is sincere prayers. If we sincerely pray, so many miracles happen. And I understand, here every devotee has experienced that, that sincere prayers will lead us to Krishna. Also, we understood from Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada, he was chanting so intensely. You know, Prabhupada had faith on holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we want to really serve in the mission of Prabhupada, we should take this chanting very sincerely. Again, if we are able to perform some services, we should understand it's Krishna Tattva, it is Guru's mercy. Krishna says, I am the ability in man. So we should understand from so many pastimes how if there is a service, a person is empowered. We see Arjuna, he was empowered to fight so many people, even Lord Shiva, and you know, he fought in Kurukshetra war and he was victorious. But when the service was done, his energy was withdrawn. Like that. Even Hanumanji, when there was a need, the energy was given, the empowerment had come. So it's Krishna. If you want to serve very nicely, we should be in prayerful mood. We understand that who serves the best, you know. Actually, gopis are the best. They are serving so nicely, selflessly. Yeah? There is a famous pastime. They wanted to please Krishna. They were ready to even give the dust of their lotus feet to make Krishna happy. And what they say? They say that Govardhan is the best devotee of Krishna. Haridas Varya. Hantayam Adri Abala Haridas Varyo. Kindly repeat. Hantayam Adri Abala Haridas Varyo. Yadarama Krishna Sparsha Pramodaha. Yadarama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramodaha. Manam Tanoti Saha Gogana Yosta Yoryat. Gogana Yosta Yoryat. Paniya Suyava Skandara Kandamule. Suyava Skandara. Govardhan is always serving Lord in full capacity. Everything, you know, he is giving water, he is giving so many opportunity, so many things to do pastimes, he is giving fruits, and he is giving happiness to everyone in Vrindavan. So we can pray to Govardhan that, oh Govardhan, I also want a little bit of service attitude. And if we can pray to Govardhan, Govardhan can give us that service attitude and we can serve nicely. Capacity will come, everything will come. And if it is Krishna's plan, everything will come. We should always depend on Krishna. Today is appearance day of Jagdish Pandit. So, Jagdish Pandit, we know famous pastime of Lord Krishna. You know, he was very hungry. And he sent his cowherd boys to go to Brahmanas. To ask for some food, but Brahmanas didn't give. But the Brahman Patnis, as soon as they heard Krishna wants, they started running and they fed Krishna. So, this Hiranya and Jagdish Pandit were Brahman Patnis actually. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared in this world, he appeared for only one reason, that everyone should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So one day he was chanting and devotees come to know. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts crying, we should start chanting Hare Krishna. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was Ekadashi, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai was crying, and he was not stopping. And then everyone came and started chanting, but he was not stopping. Then he said, what happened? And he said, this Jagdish Pandit has done nice offering to Vishnu. So I want to eat that rice. So then they went, and then he had that offering, you know, he took. So we understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he always is, you know, looking for reciprocating with devotees. He's always thinking. We have so many pastimes are there, you know. Again, more speaking about Jagdish Pandit, that he was instructed to preach, and he preached nicely, having constructing a temple also. And we see from this pastime that Lord Chaitanya is always eager to reciprocate with the sincere calling of devotees. We see there is a famous pastime of Brahmana offering, you know, the famous pastime, the Brahmana saying hi, hi. You know? So this Brahmana, he wanted to offer nice bhoga, and he was chanting prayers, you know. And then the Nimai came and immediately honored. And we understood that how Lord reciprocated. We saw from the pastime Lord Chaitanya that Raghunath Das Goswami, that he came and he snatched from his hand that rice, you know, which was not eatable actually. So he took. We see the famous pastime here of Sridhar Kolvecha here, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go every day and used to bargain with him for this bananas, and used to take from force for free, like that. So, and of course, before taking sannyas, he ate that pumpkin kheer, like that. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated from his pastimes that how if a devotee sincerely offers nice prasad and nice bhoga, and he always reciprocates. And I will end with 2-3 points, that three things are always important: Name, Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, and Jeev Daya. So Name, Ruchi is like if there is a tree, so the roots are like Name, Ruchi, like that. So we should always chant nicely. And then Vaishnava Seva is like a trunk, and if we can water nicely and trunk, Jeev Daya will automatically happen. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got such a wonderful opportunity to do all these things: Name, Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, Jeev Daya. So many nice facilities are there too, for chanting, preaching, or doing some services, coming for Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada, by his example, at the age of 70 he went, and just to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master, you know, he worked so hard actually, you know, so many difficulties he took. And in his footsteps, his disciples are working so hard, going to different places, difficult places, taking so many risks, especially the Russia, how the preaching was done, you know, taking so many risks. So we pray to Srila Prabhupada that we also imbibe the mood of being servant. Hare Krishna. So, thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, जय। जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।